What is experimental fiction? This is something that I edit often and I teach classes in it. And it's wonderful when people discover it and they thought all along they could only write in the traditional forms, but in fact they can do something completely different. Now, you are not likely these days to make a lot of money with experimental fiction. It's something that is often a work of passion, and you're creating an artifact that maybe not even many people will read. But on the other hand, there are a lot of experimental fiction writers who get their PhD and teach in writing programs, fly around the world to conferences about experimental fiction, like the And Now Festival, for example, which is a yearly, sometimes bi-yearly event. And it's a thriving community. It's small, but therefore the people in the community tend to know each other and know of each other and be very supportive of each other's work. And there are contests, and there are magazines that do pay, although again, you're not likely to sell a million copies of your book. Some people in the past have gotten very, very famous and very, very rich with experimental fiction, but it's not quite that way today, although those are the authors that many people will reference as their favorites. It's just a different market now. It's a little harder to compete these days, but on the other hand, there's more small publishers than ever and more online magazines where you can have your short stories published. So there's a lot out there, including my own resource site, Everything Experimental Writing. So traditional plots have the protagonist overcoming the obstacles put up by the antagonist in order to complete the plot arc of the rising tension accompanying the character arc, in which the character overcomes his flaws and misunderstandings. And then there's the most horrible thing that could possibly happen, the crisis, and then the climax happens, and the big battle occurs, and then there's the resolution that ties it up, and we know everything's good. Or in a few cases, there's a tragedy instead, in which that cannot happen. But those are not as popular these days. So this particular plot structure, it's something that was chosen. It's something that we're told this is the way that you do it. And it's based on the three-act structure of plays. It's based on the need for suspense, which is a primal emotion. It makes sense that this would be the story method that we've chosen. But at the same time, it is chosen by a certain power hierarchy, and the gatekeepers are the ones saying, this is how you have to do it. And it reflects our society. It reflects our views of what a person is, what a struggle is, what a life is, what success is. So with experimental fiction, people tend to throw that kind of thing out. So they may write in a traditional plot structure, but very often they don't. And every time that you veer away from what's accepted, that veering away becomes a statement. And it's not a direct statement. You're not telling your writers, I believe society is broken in this way, and this is how we can fix it, and this story exemplifies that. No, your story just does it. It just creates that. So each time it veers off, then that veer is making a statement through your dramatization and through your choices of how you structure the story. And so if you have something to say about what reality is, what a person is, what success really is, etc., then see how that could be embodied in a different way than the traditional structure. For example, the traditional structure, it's designed, you know, to look like that. There's a certain diagram. Well, what if your plot structure instead is concentric circles or a spiral? And what if that is saying something about the multi-levels of the personality or the non-linear nature of reality, or the different levels of the self changing and reflecting on each other? What if it's a kaleidoscopic plot where you're looking at something from all these different viewpoints and they all add up to something? There are a lot of ways that you can do this. An experimental piece can be a list. It can be a list that would be on your refrigerator, and somebody reading that list can tell something about your life. They can tell how you've changed from the beginning to the end of the list, what kind of things you're interested in. It might have a lot of irony and humor and conflict and pathos just from the list. So have fun with experimental writing. There's all kinds of directions that you can go with that.